Episode 1303, Show Me the Way.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you have had a fabulous weekend. We are finally off the road and back home. Yes, that means we're settling in. I had so much time to think. It's all about Sweet Spirit Sunday today. Are you ready to reflect? It's time to have some time for you to reflect inward. Show me the way. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, life is full of surprises. Sometimes you don't even know what you're searching for. Show me the way, because when you get lost, you learn the way. Have you ever run into a store and searched for that one thing, yet you don't find what you're looking for? That quick little run inside stirs up within you so much more. It even leaves you distracted and searching for everything else you weren't looking for. You run high and low through various aisles. Your eyes are then drawn to the clearance rack, where you really don't need anything, but all is so tempting. You're willing to spend whatever. There is no price here. It's a sale. Then you come across a few dynamic, I can't live without them, items. The price tag causes you to pause, but only for a second. You soon realize you must have them. You continue to wander through the store hoping to find even more. But with the multiple floors to visit, you begin to get lost. You look for what you know, what you identify with. Life is exactly that. You follow a path set by your experiences with family and friends, community influences. Then insert the dreams when growing up, and let's not forget the storms too. Somehow, you decide that this is who you are. This is what you want. This is where you are to go. This is how you're going to get there. This is when it will all happen, and all the whys to keep you focused. Pretty much sums up the patterns of life. Maybe it's summed up your last, couple years. Maybe you feel like you've been constantly drowning, searching for something, running every which direction. Some people call it chasing the squirrel, right? Something else always distracts you. And you're like, I have all these ideas. I don't know what to do. My children are getting older. I want to feel like I'm giving more to the family. I want to go back to work after being a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you're in the position that you've been at the corporate level and you're like, I'm ready to come home now. Maybe you're just sitting here wondering what your life is. Maybe you had a recent death in the family or a close friend. And somehow reading their obituary is causing you to think deeper. Not just surface thoughts, not just responsibilities, not just grocery shopping, not just back to school shopping, but what does my life mean? What if God wants to show you something different? What if He has a plan, a different plan, a different why, a different what, a different where, a different how, and a different when? How would that change your quick run into the store? Show me the way. This vacation, I found myself crying out to God, asking Him to show me the way. I don't want to do life my way, but His way. Searching for what you want, you will only see what you know. Searching for what you want, you're only going to be attracted to those things that are like, hello, hello, look at me here. Have you ever turned on that nightly infomercial and for some reason you need everything that they have on from 1:30 to 2:30 o'clock in the morning? You're like, okay, I'll get this. It sounds great. Oh, wait, there's that too. I'll go for that. Oh, and there's this. Next thing you know, you have like four or five packages showing up and you're like, when did I do this and why did I need this? What was the point? Some of us are stumbling through life just that way, kind of grasping at straws, hoping that we will land where we're supposed to be planted. But really, we're just in search. We don't know. Maybe it's because of how we were brought up, our experiences in life. There's no right or wrong to this. It's just a fact. So on my vacation, I really tried to make it a point every single day, crying out to God, Lord, show me the way. I don't know where you want me to go, but I want you to be the CEO of my life. I want you to be the CEO of Create Your Now. I want you to be the CEO of the podcast. You to be the CEO of the YouTube channel. I want you to be. And I want to be present. I want to be incredible with your leadership. Show me the way. Searching for what you want, you will only see what you know. You must make room in your everyday to see what God wants you to see. Nothing neatly wrapped in your dreams, but dreams divinely created for your heart. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Psalm 25, verse 4. That's what I continually cried out, and I still do. I want God to really open up the doors and close the ones I'm not supposed to go through. Because life gets complicated. God never said life would be easy. But we have to be open to seeing what He wants us to see. But if we're going in searching for our own things, it's going to be a mess. We're going to have so many other extra stuff in our life that we probably really do not need. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. What have you been trying to do on your own? What would you like to change? I love the new school year coming up. Why? Because it's like a fresh start. It's not the new year, but it's a fresh start to a new school year. It's like we've got a built-in new year, right? We've got two of them a year. If you mess up on January, you can make it up come August, September. Woohoo! Bonus! What would happen if you were to begin to focus on exactly what God wanted you to focus on for the next 4 months out, September, October, November, December? Notice I left August out. Why? Because you need to wait. You need to listen. You need to hear what God is telling you. You need to be watchful of Him. It's everyday God winks. Are you awake to that? May your prayer today open your heart and mind for tomorrow to what God has in store for you. Cry out with me. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.